And we are off and running on this Getaway Friday, August the 23rd, 2019, 14 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the early show here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears along with you for the ride, and we've got a great day of programming here that I hope you stick with us through today. I'm going to be on this morning here with the early show from 8 until 10, and we're just going to have open phone lines and trivia and all kinds of interesting discussions. We had some great discussions yesterday from 9 to 10 on just about everything. And we talked about the Mary Ellen Withrow renaming of the schools. We talked about the parking down at City Hall. We talked about the possible return of a program like Tradio. We talked about a lot of things yesterday, and I like those conversations. So today, I figured we would wipe the slate clean and just leave the phone lines open for 2 hours, and that's what we're going to do. Now, coming up this morning at 10:15, the Charlie Evers Show will be on from 10:15 until 12 noon. And Charlie has a lot of prizes to give away, so that'll be a lot of fun. And then from 12 to 1 today, we've got the always entertaining, controversial, fun Exchange Club with Charlie Downs, Brandy Downs, Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, and myself. You think I'd know their names by now. And that will be on 12 to 1. Now, before we get to everything this morning, I want to tell you how my morning started. Because mostly, for the most part this week, I have not had any issues. Now, one issue this morning was an issue I've talked about before, but for lack of anything better to talk about, I'm going to talk about it again. And the other one was a new issue. I'll start with the old issue first, just to get it out of the way and talk about it quick. Now, as everybody knows by now, in the morning, I like to stop and get a fountain drink, is what I get to drink. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that, but I usually get a large diet fountain drink. Now, there is a fast food place where I can get this from on my way to the station in the morning. And if the line is not long there when I pass, I always go there because that's just easier to do. And actually, I like the drink there better. But if the line is long and I think I'm not going to make it to the studio on time, then I stop at the gas station, which is closer to the studio, which has a... almost all gas stations now have these little mini-marts inside of them, and I stop there, and I get the drink, and it's even about 10 cents less there. So that's my morning. Well, this morning, Friday morning, I thought, well, it doesn't look too bad at the fast food place, so I'm going to go through there. Now, yesterday, it was just packed. So I thought, well, I'm going to have to go to the gas station. So I went to the gas station yesterday, but today I thought I'm going to go to the fast food place. So I get in the line, and there's two lines at the fast food place. So you already know what I'm talking about. And I get in the one line, and it's always, you know, it's if you love to gamble, but you don't want to lose money, this is the place to go. A matter of fact, if you want to have some fun sometime, you should get a group of friends together and maybe go just sit in your car or a picnic table and see which line is moving faster. Because you never know when you pull up, and you have to make a decision right then as to which lane you're going to go into. Now, today, there were four cars in one lane, and there were three cars in the other. And I'm always looking for the fastest route so I can get here on time. So, of course, I pull into the lane that has three cars. And as I do, I'm watching the other lane. Car go in, car go out. Car go in, car go out. Car go in, car go out. Four cars pass by in the lane that I had just rejected. And I have not moved at all. So, you know, your ire starts to get up at this point. And I don't have road rage or anything like that. I really don't. But I'm thinking, you know, I'm on a time schedule here. What could be going on? Now, the car in front of me had not even gotten to the window yet, so there's nothing going on there. Can't blame it on them. But there was a car in front of that car that had been sitting at the speaker. And just the way the cars were angled this morning, I could see that it was a woman, who I don't know, driving the car. And she had a car full of people. Now, I don't know who these people were, but she's laughing, and she would turn to the window, and then she would turn to the people in the car, and it went on for like 5 to 7 minutes, or at least it seemed like 5 to 7 minutes. And, you know, to me, that just drives me insane. Now, here's why. You know you're going to get food, or why are you there? And you know you've got a lot of people in the car, so you would think that you might ask them before you get up to the window, what do you want? Now, I know there is always the argument that maybe they need to see the menu, but I would think that if you're sitting behind the car that's ordering, you can see the menu from there. The menu is not all that small. And I can't imagine everybody in your car has never been to this fast food place and does not understand what they offer for breakfast. So I don't know what was going on there. And a lot of times I find out that there's a lot of special orders going on. Now, I am against this. Now, I hate to say it because I know a lot of you probably do it. But, you know, this isn't exactly Sardi's in New York. When you're going to a fast food place, it's kind of difficult to do a special order because these people, you know, the whole point is fast food. It's in the title. And it's hard to prepare fast food when you're doing special orders. I don't know if that was going on this morning or if they just didn't know what they planned to order till they got up at the window. But anyway, this is my cathartic way to get through that this morning, to talk about it here on the airwave. But that's what happened. So that's the thing I wanted to complain about a little bit that is a continuous complaint of mine. Just wish they had moved a little faster. But eventually I got through and got here with plenty of time. So no big thing there. Now the other thing is something I did that was kind of dumb yesterday. And this is how I have to qualify. I have to qualify it under dumb. A couple months ago, after a long time, I finally shut off my cable service because I realized I wasn't watching cable that much anymore, and the cable bills just kept going up, and I thought, why do I have this connected? So I kept my internet and I kept my telephone, but I disconnected the cable. Well, last weekend, I was given an antenna. One of these digital antennas, so I could get the local channel, so on and so forth. And this antenna does very well. I get about 40 channels with the antenna. 4, 6, 10, all the sub-channels. WOSU out of Columbus. Channel 39 here in Marion. All kinds of good stuff. Even some channels out of Mansfield. So But here's the problem with the antenna. You're supposed to mount the antenna in your window. But the way my house is, out the back window, which is where I have the television, there are a lot of other houses there. So there's not a clear line to get good reception. And I had not really, since I got the antenna last week, had much of a chance to work on this. Well, yesterday afternoon, I decided I was going to work on this because I wanted these channels to come in. So I ran my antenna through the window and out into the backyard, and I mounted the antenna in a place that would allow me to pick up these channels. And that worked well, and everything went well, and that was all great, and things were perfect. Now, I did this yesterday probably about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, last night everything went fine, no issues, no big deal. And last night I ended up going to bed, no problem. Well, I woke up in the middle of the night at one point. Now, I knew yesterday was kind of chilly. Like some fallish weather came in yesterday. Still a little chilly this morning. So I wake up and in the middle of the night, and I notice that the house is kind of cool. cooler than normal. But I also think, you know, I haven't shut off the air conditioning, although it's not kicking on because it's not that warm outside. But obviously the heater's not on. So maybe I thought, well, that's maybe why it's so cool in here. And I just went back to sleep. So I woke up this morning to get ready to come here, and I thought, boy, it is really cool in here. It must be freezing outside. How can it be so cold outside in August? This can't be right. So I walked into the living room, started to get things going, you know, get a little morning drink of something out of the refrigerator. And I noticed that one of the blinds was moving in the living room. Now you see where this is going. What I had done was when I had ran the antenna out the window yesterday to get good reception, I had never shut the window because the blind is in front of the window, so I did not notice it was open. So I had left the window open all night. So no matter what the temperature got down to last night, even though I'm sure it was not tremendously low, I had a window wide open in my house. So it made it a little chilly this morning in the house. So that was my night as we head into this getaway Friday morning. Can anybody sympathize with any of these things? Does anybody else have problems like this except me? Issues at the drive-thru? Or things you just forget to do, and you wake up the next morning and think, boy, I'm out of my mind. And by the way, I did shut the window this morning. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're up and running on this Friday morning. And we had a great conversation yesterday, by the way, about the renaming of the schools for Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen Withrow High School Academy. And Mary Ellen Withrow Middle School Academy. And there was some interesting talk about this yesterday. There was a caller who called in who said she was not sure that she was happy with the renaming of these schools because she does not like the renaming of things. And there were some people who called in who thought it was a great idea. So I don't know. How do you feel? And also wondering, is everybody liking the back-end parking that we now have in downtown Marion? I see the newspaper has now done a story on it. We've had it for a week now. What do people think about that? Give me a ring, 740-383-9944, or anything else on your mind that you would like to talk about on this getaway Friday morning. Love to hear from you, the audience. It always makes for an interesting conversation, especially here on a Friday morning. 27 minutes past the hour. Now, we also have our trivia, which we've had a lot of fun with this week, but I don't think we did any trivia yesterday. So let's get to the trivia we have here. We still have tickets to Zumbezi Bay. We still have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We still have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. Or if you just want to call in and answer the trivia question, feel free to do so. Now, here are the questions that we do not have answered yet. John Forsythe, legendary television actor, probably best known for his role on Dynasty. What was the last TV series that John Forsythe was the star of? Does anybody know the name of the last television series that John Forsythe was the star of? That question's still out there. What Marion business that is still in business sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? This would have been the 80th charity ball back in 2007, and I know this answer to be correct because I broadcast this event with Madge Cooper. It's a Marion business that is still in business. What business was the sponsor of the last charity ball on radio? WMRN, 1947. WMRN 1490 on the AM dial back in 1947 what was their slogan? This was probably the original slogan of the station. Does anybody know what WMRN's slogan was back in 1947? Does anybody have any guesses? Does anybody know what the estimated attendance was at the 1945 county fairs? 1945 county fairs, what was the estimated attendance? And then I'm going to throw a new one at you today, because we've done a lot with buttons and bows. The Bob Hope song. Here's one for you. What very popular television series did a big parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows in the 1990s? So it would have been a big television series in the 1990s. What series from the 1990s television series did a big parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows? Does anybody know? Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're open for business live here on The Early Show on this Friday morning. Hope you're out there. Or if you have anything else you want to talk about, anything that's on your mind, feel free to bring it up this morning. We'd love to talk about it. This is good. And we also had Sue McGowan on Glenn Coble's show yesterday, which I thought was very interesting. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
Hi. It's not that I didn't think the school should be named that. It's like, I don't think you even knew that Colonial Acres was Rushmore. And I don't know if I've been there 4 or 5 years. And still people think of it as Colonial Acres. And if it's going to be something permanent or down the road, is it going to be going like Rushmore and it'll be just the building there with her name on it? And like the Boys and Girls Club, is that going to be, you know, really permanent, or is it just going to be there for just a short time and then empty, or be the Boys and Girls Club again? That's why I thought the airport would be a better fitting thing, because it's probably going to be permanent, you know what I mean? To me, it's a bigger thing than, you know, than the school. That's what I was trying to say.
Well, I think one of the things is, as I was saying yesterday, I think, you know, the schools made this decision, the school boards made it, and I think if you go to Mary Ellen and you say, we want to do this, you know, I think you would say yes. And,
oh, yeah, anybody would. Yeah.
Right. So I think that's how it kind of came about, and I would hope that these alternative schools do last, because I do think that a lot of students now need a place to go like that, and it seems like the city schools are making a big effort to make this happen, which I think is good.
Now, was Rushmore kind of like that? It seemed like it was about the same thing, so why did that go away and they're, like, starting again? It was supposed to be for, like, more or less, like, disadvantaged kids that needed a better thing. It seems like the other is the same thing, so
well,
I don't know why that went and stuff.
You know, I don't remember why the Rushmore Academy went by the wayside. I'm not sure if it went by the wayside to create this, because I think Rushmore Academy, I don't know if it was for middle and high school students both. I don't know exactly what the problem was there.
I know it because it was alternative, and I think seemed like it was around maybe 5 years, because I remember the name, but I never knew where it was. And it seems like this is the same thing, and I don't know if there's been a gap, if Rushmore went out last year, 2 years ago, or what. And it seems like it's the same thing, but they're trying it again or something. I don't know. To me, that's what it is, because if this is about the same as Rushmore, why didn't Rushmore work and just keep going? That's
well,
what I can't.
I do remember there was something to do with state funding, I think that was Rushmore Academy where this was happening, that there was something to do with state funding that caused a problem, and they had to do away. It might have just been last year or maybe the year before. But it had something to do with some kind of state funding, so they had to close it, but they wanted to get something reopened. Now, I don't know I do know that Marion City Schools has gotten something like $10 million in grants this year, so maybe they're using that to fund these schools rather than going to the state as a state-sponsored thing, because last time, I don't think that worked very well. I believe that's true. I don't know. Maybe somebody out there listening would know. But I do remember reading that there was a closure, and I do believe it was Rushmore, in Marion City Schools last year because of something that was going on at the state level. And I do know Marion City Schools got $10 million. Yeah, I believe it's $10 million this year in state grants. Now, the difference is, I think when the state gives you money to run a school, that's one thing. But when you get a grant, you know, you can kind of delegate that money how you want, unless the grant is specific to what you're supposed to use it for.
Yeah, if they keep getting the grants, but sometimes, I don't know if they just get them one time and then 4 or 5 years down the road, are they going to keep, you know, like that grant is taking care of that, or are they going to keep getting that or what? So,
well, I also... I don't think there were two Rushmore Academies. I think there was just one. So maybe the idea is now that because there is a middle school and it's at a different location than the high school, the kids will be separated, and maybe that'll be a better situation. I'm not really sure the intricacies of that.
But what about the school over at Marin Catholic? Will that be going good? And where this new place, they're thinking the kids will... One of them, I don't know if one of them's high school or not, will a lot of them be going over to the other place? And then maybe the place that they're, the Colonial Acres, maybe that won't have enough to keep it going if people, a lot of them go over to the former Marion Catholic school.
Well, the thing over where Marion Catholic used to be, I did see an article earlier this week that I think their enrollment ended up being something close to 100 students.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not really I don't think that's an alternative school in the way that the Mary Ellen Withrow schools will be alternative. Mary Ellen Withrow schools, I think, are alternative in that they will kind of be tech-operated schools, you know, learn technical things to do. I think the thing at Marion Catholic, the old Marion Catholic High School, is just a different school to go to that has smaller classrooms. I think that's how I understand it.
I thought the Rushmore stuff was for kids that were not bullied, but disadvantaged and would fit in a better situation. That's what I thought that was.
You know, Rushmore. I'm
pretty sure that, I thought somebody told me that a few years ago, that it was kids that were, I'm not going to say comfortable, but you know, would be in a better situation. I didn't think it was anything like tech, you know, technical. It was just to help them to get graduated. They needed maybe more help or something.
Well, I know that TRECA is for kids who aren't doing well in the classroom setting, so they can do their schoolwork on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So Rushmore, I think, and the new Mary Ellen Withrow schools, I think are about kind of learning a trade, because I think they have to go there every day. I don't think it's like TRECA where you do it online. I think you have to go every day, but I think it's for kids who maybe aren't all that interested in maybe college.
You mean like plumbing or something?
Kind of, yeah. Maybe more of a trade.
Why can't they keep that out at Marion Tech? Somebody told me they get away with, I think, the automotive out there, and was it not cosmetology, but they had a flower department. They had several different departments, and they, in which I don't know much about the schools, but they said that they did away with all that stuff, and they said one, maybe it was a plumber, said they're going to be needing, like, electricians and stuff, and there's nobody training to do those things.
Now, is this at Tri-Rivers?
Yeah. I think they used to teach some of that stuff out there, but I think it was a plumber, and he says, there's going to be such a shortage because, like, I think it was out to Tri Rivers that taught that stuff. He says nobody's teaching this stuff.
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe one of the listeners out there can explain it. I've never had anybody who went to Rushmore, and I've really never known anybody who went to Trekka, so I'm not sure what the difference would be between Tri Rivers and Rushmore, or even between this new alternative school. But from what I've understood about this alternative school where Marian Catholic used to be, my understanding is that is a typical school. It's just smaller classrooms. Basically, the superintendent from Marion City kind of compared it to a charter school.
I think it's more or less, maybe some kids, I don't know, they get, instead of a large situation, they do better in a smaller situation. I think that's kind of what that, I thought Marion Catholic was.
Right.
And maybe they think there won't be any shooters going in there. I don't know.
I don't know.
A lot of people, I think years to come, there's going to be a lot of the schools where the kids are going to do most of their stuff at home online, except maybe like biology and math and those kind of classes.
Well, I know a lot of kids are taking college courses now very early. I ran into a girl the other day, a matter of fact, who's a senior at, I believe, River Valley, and she only goes to River Valley one period a day. The rest of the day is spent taking college courses.
I wonder how they do that, because when I went to school, you were lucky enough to get, I don't know if it was 18 credits, 4 years, and maybe you'd have one study hall. You were lucky to get the credits, and I can't figure out how they can do their work, and by a senior or something, they can have these college credits galore, and it's like, I don't understand how they're doing this.
It certainly is different. Well, maybe we'll find somebody this
morning. Yeah, if you'd have somebody on to talk about that, but it has to show you, Scott, when you're in line at a fast food place.
Yes.
Leave 15 minutes early.
Well, you know, have you ever seen this, though, that people start taking special orders when they're in their car?
No, but sometimes I'm behind people, and I don't spend very, I don't go through the fast food that much, and I don't spend very much. I mean, some of these things, but I'll get up there, and some of the people who are like, they owe $20-some. And I can't believe it through the drive-through and stuff and things. But no, I usually don't have any, maybe a little weight or something.
I think even if I left, because I think the problem is not necessarily the time for me. It's more the fact that I pick this lane, and why is it not moving when the other one is?
Yeah, it's kind of like just your luck.
Yeah, it's a lucky, like I said, people could sit out there and take bets on which lane is going to end up moving faster. Here's what I propose to this business. I think they should put one lane, if you're going to have an order, more than $10, you go to this lane.
Yeah.
And then the other lane, less than $10, you go to that lane.
Yeah, sometimes And sometimes I think, well, if you've got such a big order, why didn't you go inside? because you do sometimes sit behind them for a while. But the people that ask the order, they'll be sitting there, and nobody's taking their order. They're not even up to the speaker to take it. You get a little bit frustrated, then you realize you hear the person come to the speaker and take their order. I guess where they're maybe helping do other stuff. And it's not the person in front of you's fault, because they're sitting there waiting to place their order.
I couldn't agree more. Thanks for calling in.
Why didn't you back out and get in the other lane?
Well, because I'm hopeful that this lane will start moving. And also, there were other people pulling in the other lane, so I did. Which is also my question with the downtown parking. Now, I hope the people, because I know people listen to us downtown, because I've heard back from them. I'm still not sure about this back-end parking, because I was down there on Monday in front of the county building, and there is not a whole lot of space to pull off the side of the road to get out of traffic to back into these parking spaces.
I wouldn't try it, because what I don't like is when I go to, like, a store, Kroger's or Walmart, and you're the maybe third or fourth car, and on each side of you is a great big huge truck or a big SUV, and you go to back out, you cannot see. So I kind of inch out, toot my horn, and then keep going. That's what I don't like. They're you know, they're so big and they park, you know, way up. You just can't see past them. Some of them are so long till you're half out in the road.
I agree. I understand it's easier to pull out, but boy,
yeah.
I don't know what people who have, you know, not so great eyesight, or maybe people who are getting on in years who don't have great reflexes, or people who drive these big SUVs.
Yeah.
I would think that's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, when you pull in downtown, though, before they did that, with the traffic coming, and when I'd always not pull in those, I'd go to the back of the building, because when you try to back out, the traffic coming and stuff, it's so dangerous.
Yeah.
The back end is probably better. But if they're tight like that, I wouldn't even attempt it.
It's going to be interesting to see how this goes over time. But, hey, I thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah. Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Now we've got a lot on the table here. 44 minutes coming up on 45 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday morning. Does anybody know what Rushmore Academy exactly was? Did anybody have any students who attended Rushmore? And how is it going to be different, or will it be very similar to the new Mary Ellen Withrow Academies? I don't know. I'm not sure. And am I right in saying that these academies are more like a tech school? Because I thought that was the difference between the academies and Rushmore and, say, the new school that's where Marian Catholic is. I thought the new school where Marian Catholic is just smaller classes and maybe more one-on-one attention. But the academies, the Mary Ellen Withrow Academies in Rushmore, were kind of run more like a tech school. Now, am I right or am I wrong on this? Because I don't want to give out false information, and we're just having a conversation here. This is not a news report. But does anybody have a student, a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, son, daughter, who went to any of these schools who would know the answers to any of these questions? Or maybe somebody who works there. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Marion City Schools is the topic this morning, the topic du jour on this Friday morning. And, you know, we continue to talk about these parking spaces downtown. I'm not knocking them. I think it's fine to try new things, but I don't know about this back-ended parking. I don't even know if I would attempt it. I didn't attempt it Monday when I was down there. So, who knows? Phone lines are open. And again, we're still talking about the fast food place and the lines. What's your advice on how I should handle this in the morning? All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, do want to remind you, it's coming up here, I think, in just about 2 or 3 weeks. 3 weeks, maybe. The VIP reception for the Big Wings and Wheels show will be happening on Friday the 13th. There are some $50 tickets for the VIP reception that are available. And we have some tickets here at the studio available for this $50 reception that will happen on Friday the 13th. Let me get the ticket here. VIP reception welcoming the CAF Red Tail Squadron Friday the 13th, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., Marion Municipal Airport, 1530 Polane Road. $50 donation to the Wings and Wheels event, which is a 501c3 charity. So there you go. Any questions, comments, concerns, or information this morning? 47 coming up on 48 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. We have some trivia questions on the table. And I also wanted to kind of get back here because we've done our music trivia and we've done it three mornings. And every morning we have gotten the song right. Now, here's how this goes. I give you two lines from a song, and then you give me the next two lines. It's as simple as that. Now, I wasn't sure this would work very well when we first started it, but we've done six songs now, and we've gotten them all right. So, we have two more to go here. Let's see if we get them this morning. Okay, here are two lines from a song, and you give me the next two lines. Okay, here we go. Eyes that look like heaven, lips like sherry wine. The girl can sure enough make that little light shine. Now that's a song. Does anybody know what the next two lines to that song are? All right, I'll give it to you again here because I'm not sure I did that very well. Eyes that look like heaven, lips like sherry wine, that girl can sure enough make that little light shine. Now, does anybody know what the next two lines to that song are? There's one of them. Now, here's another one. Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. What are the next two lines of that song? Now, these songs are a little more complicated this morning, but they are popular songs. I will stand by that. They are very popular songs. Okay, the first two lines again. Eyes that look like heaven, lips like sherry wine. That girl can sure enough make my little light shine. What are the next two lines? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. What are the next two lines? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring if you know the answers to these questions. Kind of interesting songs, if you ask me. But we've got every other song answered correctly, so maybe we will keep our perfect average this morning. And again, we have tickets to the Wilds, we have tickets to Zumbezi Bay, and we have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. And we also have, what else do we have? Oh, we have our trivia questions here, which are still out and about. Oh, we never got this trivia question answered. Does anybody know the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother John F. Kennedy? That question's still out there. Robert Kennedy, then Attorney General of the United States in the early 1960s, went on a talk show, television talk show, after the assassination of his brother John Kennedy. What talk show did he go on first? Now, it was a big television talk show at the time, but a little different that he would pick this show to go on first. You wouldn't maybe think this would be the show he would go on to talk about this whole situation, the assassination of his brother, but he did. So, question again, the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after John Kennedy's assassination. Does anybody know that? The other ones out there. What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs? Does anybody know that? WMRN 1490 slogan in 1947. Does anybody know what WMRN's slogan was in 1947? What local business that is still in business sponsored the broadcast of the final charity ball back in 2007? Does anybody know that? Business is still in business. And what was John Forsythe's last TV series called? John Forsythe, of course, a big star from Dynasty. What was his last TV series that he was the star of called? And, because of the Buttons and Bows thing, what TV show did a big parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows in the 1990s? Big television show from the 90s. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So there you go on this Getaway Friday morning, 53 minutes past the hour. What was John Forsythe's last television series that he did? What local business was the sponsor of the last broadcast of the charity ball? Still in business in Marion? What was WMRN's slogan in 1947? The estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs? What show did Robert Kennedy appear on first after the assassination of his brother JFK? What show in the 1990s did a big parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows? And the two songs this morning, the first two lines of the songs, that we have. Eyes that look like heaven, lips like sherry wine. That girl can sure enough make my little light shine. What are the next two lines? Next song, hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. What are the next two lines? And again, you know, it's interesting when you go back and read the lyrics to some of these songs, they're interesting. I'm not sure what even that, I don't know, what does that mean? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. See, I never understood what this song was about anyway. Maybe if we get the answer to it, we'll find out what this song was about. I'm sure it's somewhere on the internet. But there you go. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Or if you understand what Rushmore Academy was all about or why Rushmore Academy closed, that question's out there. What do you make of the new academies that are underway that will be named for 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow? What do you make of the new academy over where Marian Catholic was? That's an interesting topic. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, well, is that a Neil Diamond song, Sweet Caroline?
It is. Do you know the next two lyrics?
Good times never seem to so good. I'd be inclined to believe they never would be, but now.
Those are not the next two lines. You're close, but those are not the exact next two lines.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you, though. Yeah, now you know the song, but here are the lines that I have, and you have to give me the next two lines. That's how we do this. Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Now, what are the next two lines to that song? That's what we're looking for. The other one, eyes that look like heaven, lips like sherry wine, that girl can sure enough make my little light shine. What are the next two lines to that song? Both very popular songs. 740-383-9944. Or do we know the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother JFK in the early 60s? What 90s television show did a big parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows? The last television series that John Forsythe was the star of? What local business that's still in business here in Marion was the sponsor of the last charity ball broadcast? What was WMRN's slogan in 1947? What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 fairs? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Wilds, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Or if you just want to call in an answer, feel free to do so. Or if you have a comment on anything else going on today, especially about the Marion City Schools. What was Rushmore Academy all about? Why did it close? What is going on? What is the mission of the alternative school that is on the old Marian Catholic High School site, which I believe I read earlier this week? They had about an attendance of 100 students, which I think is pretty good for the first year, I would imagine. Trekka, is that just the online schools for Marian City Schools? Or anything else going on in the community that's of interest to you? Did you hear Sue McGowan on Glenn Coble's show yesterday talking about her run for mayor? I know Glenn had some call-ins during that show. What did you make of Sue McGowan on the Glenn Coble show yesterday? Give us a ring, 740-383-9944, 58 minutes past the hour on this Friday morning. Getaway Friday morning. We've got another hour coming up after this. And then we've got the Charlie Evers Show from 10:10 until 12 noon. And then we've got the Exchange Club with Brandy Downs and Charlie Evers from 12 to 1 today. So we are ready to go on this Getaway Friday. Phone lines open. 740-383-9944. Do want to remind you again, Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States, is having an open house on August 31st, 2 to 4 p.m. at Primrose, located at 1550 Wellness Drive here in Marion. Free admission, August 31st, 2 to 4 p.m. And Mary Ellen will be there to answer any questions you have about any pictures or artifacts in her museum. Are we going to get one more call this hour before we break? 740-383-9944. Any answers to any of the trivia questions or any comments that we've comments on any subjects that we have talked about this morning. 740-383-9944 on this what would you say chillier Friday morning than it's been. Can't really say it's chilly, maybe just chillier. Well, we're going to come back in about 10 minutes after news and weather here. Stay tuned. You're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Don't you dare switch that dial for love nor money.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Yeah, the height of, you know, ceiling things and everything, the height of one time, well, two times is a big story. This, we had been into Dina's house to know how to